This podcast is sponsored by our good friends at Freeze Pipe. What's up, man? Smoking weed doesn't have to burn. And for the smooth, coldest, and biggest hits, you gotta check out today's sponsor, Freeze Pipe. With 420 sales going on, this is Freeze Pipe's biggest sale of the year. Visit freezepipe.com to check out their killer deals or use code FOO for 10% off. That's thefreezepipe.com and code FOO for 10% off. That's FOO, F-O-O-L. Don't be fooled by the other fools. This is the only fool that gives you the discount on these Freeze Pipe. Rizzo's stepfather got one, right?
Yeah, dude. He loves it.
Thank you, bro. What's up, fool? Martin Rizzo, Rodrigo Torres,
yeah, man.
And our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Angel Salazar we have right here. What's up, fool? Man, what up? We got him right here, people.
Legend, international movie star.
That's right. Check it out.
Legendary stand-up comedian.
Push it. Push it to the limit.
Push it to the limit.
What's up, Angel? I ran into Angel Salazar at the Comedy Store 50th anniversary party, which, by the way, man, I saw people that I started in comedy with. Like, I saw people that used to give me guest spots, people that didn't give me guest spots, but now they're over there sweeping. Bro, what's up, boo? I saw Little Vika and her homeboy.
Old school.
I saw La Boca, Susan Satera. She had to open up for Paul Mooney. I saw, man, he was wearing a clown suit, Ari Shaffir.
Oh, okay.
I saw Angel Salazar. He came in last. He came in when I was waiting for my Uber, bro.
Check it out.
Yeah, when I came in, you were living.
Yeah.
You were taking off. Can I say the name of the show in Spanish? In
yeah,
español?
What's up, sí. Fool?
What's up, fool? In español, ¿qué pasó, pendejo?
Hell yeah, yeah, man. Dude, and I saw Marshall Warfield there, bro.
Damn, that's awesome, right. Dude.
Larry Omaha.
Yeah.
There, bro, trying to hook up Jerry Bednar.
Damn, the classics. Bednar, the Turban Cowboy,
the Turban
huh?
Cowboy. Wow. Bro, I saw...
all the way from Montreal.
A lot of people, dude. I saw, of course, Theo Von. We saw him at the airport.
Yeah.
A lot of the young comics. Yeah, man, it was amazing. There was a lot of free food, free drinks, bro. Oh,
that's
man.
Awesome, dude. Did, 50
did,
years.
Did you drink?
I don't drink water.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I had a few drinks. The best part is that when somebody came up to me after you left, say, hey, Chichi, I got yayo. I go, don't tease me, man. Don't tease me. And I did a couple lines, man.
Oh, wow.
Good stuff?
Yeah, it's good stuff. But I don't suggest that people do cocaine because cocaine stunts your growth. I used to be 5'11".
Now it's what? 5'10".
No.
Also.
You know, I didn't realize how tall you are, Felipe.
Yeah, I'm 6'1".
You're 6'1". Yeah. Holy shit.
Wow. Yeah, man. I remember the first time I ran into you was in, like, I was doing the Que Locos with Mike Robles in New York City.
Oh, my God.
At the
God.
Comic Strip.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And I was hosting. And then, like, there was a lot of Latino comedians waiting to go up. And we went to go eat at a Chinese restaurant right next door to the Comic Strip.
I think it was across the street, like a sushi place.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Joe Diaz was there, bro. A lot of Latino comedians. Ruben Quintana. A lot of Latino comedians of that time. You know, young comedians. And we were all eating, bro. And he's telling us stories. And you were sober at the time because people were hitting him up for yayo. He goes, not today.
Yeah.
And he was eating. He was eating, and then what's his name? He made us all laugh, bro. He goes, I don't know what I'm doing here with you guys. I should be inside writing jokes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And he said, he told me, he goes, Felipe Esparza, where are you from? Los Angeles. He goes, you know Willie Barcena? I said, yeah. Then you told me a story about him. How he came out to you. He goes, I like you, but don't do my jokes.
Yeah, and he said,
you never met the guy.
Yeah, his feeling got hurt because he said, I appreciate if you don't steal any joke from me. I go, there's nothing you have that I like.
Damn, dude. Hit him with that quick one too,
bro. We're doing the Que Locos, and I think he went up last, and he was doing this bit. That was kind of long. It was the Whitney Houston, the bodyguard.
Who was doing that?
You were.
I was?
Yeah, with the bodyguard routine. and you put on a dress like Willie Whitney Houston, and this bodyguard guy saves picks you, up, right? And saves you
at the end.
But it was funny because you were like picking somebody. He goes, I need somebody here in the audience to help me with this next routine. Oh. And you had like a plan already, the bodyguard, your friend, but this girl kept saying, me. No, I need somebody else. Me. No, I need somebody else. No, bitch, not you. And then like, you started doing, but you. Bro, this fool did the whole Whitney Houston thing, bro. He put a dress, and he started doing a song, and his bodyguard took him off, and they closed the show that time. People died.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And he lifted me up. Yeah, he lifted like him up. Like in the movie, right?
Yeah. Wow.
I also do Tina Turner in my show. With a high heel, the musical.
Rolling.
Yeah. I told you a funny story about the bitch.
Go for it, brother.
I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, doing a show for the Laugh Factory, Harry Basil, right? And I had a warrant for my arrest in Arizona for child support, you know? So,
damn.
Yeah, I talked to the kid's mom and said, listen, I'm coming to Arizona to do a show. Please don't call the cops. She said, no, everything is cool. And what did she do? On Saturday night, she called the cops. And the cops, I'm leaving the stage as Tina Turner, right? And there's two cops waiting there by the stage. And people thought that was part of the show. And when I get out of the stage, the cops go, you know what we're here for, right? I go, yes, officer, yes. He go, we're taking you in. I go, do you mind if I change clothes? He said, we suggest you do. Who wants to go to jail dressed as Tina Turner?
Rolling. You know? Yeah. Rolling. So did you change clothes and take off or what?
Of course. I'm not going to go to jail as Tina Turner. Hell no.
Game over, no, dude.
If I go there to jail as Tina Turner, I'll come out as Angela instead of Angel.
Damn.
Is that true that in the movie Scarface, Al Pacino just imitating you?
Few little things, yeah.
Like I heard that you were performing in Catch a Rising Star and Al Pacino saw you and He needed to be a Cuban, bro, for the movie Scarface, so he hung out with him for about, I don't know how long. How long did you and Al Pacino hang out?
We hang out during the filming quite often, a lot. We were supposed to shoot for 2 months, right? We ended up filming 7 months.
Seven months?
Can you imagine, Felipe, 7 months on the payroll?
Damn.
Money. Wow, that's great. That's good, right?
Hell yeah. Was there a real yayo on set?
On camera, no. Off camera, a lot.
A lot, the good shit?
Yeah.
The Miami shit, huh?
Oh, man, that was in the 80s.
I heard that there was a hotel, because I recently read a book called, there was a hotel in Miami that all the drug dealers used to go there in the 80s, and when they were shooting Scarface, a lot of producers were there partying too, from Miami Vice and Scarface.
Wow. Well, during the filming, we had some real gangster hang out around the set, Cuban gangster, Colombian gangster. And one time this guy tells me, hey, you know the stuff in the movie? That's not real. Come with me. I'll show you the real thing. Took me to his house, showed me kilos. Kilos, man. That, you know, that's when the 80s, when they had, you know.
The good stuff.
It was a time to make money. Now it's nickels and dimes, right, Felipe?
Yeah, man.
So what was Al Pacino sniffing, that big pile? What was that, sugar or get a?
Well, Back then they had cocaine with a thing called inositol with a vitamin B. Are you familiar?
That's what they used to cut it with,
crushed
right?
Up, yeah, right? But it's white too, like cocaine. Right. So yeah, they were sniffing a lot of inositol.
No, but Al Pacino in the scene.
In the scene. Remember in the movie, in the scene. Yeah. What was that? Era azúcar o qué era lo que hizo en la película?
Or powder sugar.
powder sugar, flour, all that shit. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The only thing that was real in the movie on camera,
the chainsaw.
What happened?
No, the chainsaw part or that not real?
The chainsaw was real. the guns that we shot, they were real guns, but with blankets.
Oh wow!
Yeah, they got blankets, not like the one they give to Alec Baldwin. No.
But these were real shit. They really started pistols. Huh?
Yeah, they were real pistols, but with blanks. So anyway, the only thing that was really real in the movie, remember when we get arrested in Pacino for laundry money with a cyber bomb, there was $1 million cash given by Bank of America for the scene.
Wow.
That was real.
That was real cash?
Real cash.
You didn't pluck out a couple of stacks?
Real cash, huh? And and they have, as a matter of fact, they have two agents from the FBI guarding the money surroundings, you know?
Para que nadie haga así.
Yeah, well.
That, and some of the scenes were shot in California, right?
Yeah, about 3 or 4 weeks in Miami, the rest in California.
Because Freedom Town was in California, huh?
Yes.
It was right there where they shot Chips.
Yes, yes.
It was on the Olympic, you know, the Olympic, the highway?
Yeah.
That was the scene where Freedom Town, they made it look like Miami, where they kept all the... Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the junction part.
Yeah. Yeah. They made a lot of things look like Miami because the real life Freedom Town was in Miami, Florida, underneath the bridge. So they do it here underneath the bridge too. Revenga, when they killed Revenga, yeah, that was here.
And they put a bunch of palm trees to make it look.
No, there was another, they were in real life, they were under the freeway.
Oh, okay.
So they found an. They were under the freeway in LA too. They just shot him to look like the real
one. Yeah, right, right. And the house where Tony Montana died at the end, the mansion, the interior was in Universal Studio.
Oh.
The exterior was in Santa Barbara, a real mansion.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
You know, Hollywood, they do magic, right?
Yeah,
smoke and mirrors.
Magic, you know?
And one time I had a joke about it. The scene where they try to kill Al Pacino in the bar, and that comedian just finished performing.
Richard
man.
Belzer.
Richard Belzer, right? Yeah. And he's like the opening act, but then he brings up this guy, and then that fool gets shot up, right? That other comedian.
The clown.
Was that a real comedian?
Yeah, that was some kind of entertainer from South America.
But he's real with a big head.
It was a costume.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a costume. Yeah.
That's not part of
the clown.
But I was thinking of Man Rigo. That's, imagine, bro, that fool was gonna, like, that. I always tell a joke about that comedian right there, man, that went up after Richard Belzer, like, he should have done his homework, eh? Who are they trying to kill in Miami? You know? Like, as soon as he went up on stage and he saw Scarface by himself, Al Pacino, I would have said, thank you, good night. Because, you know, as a comedian, when you go to a show, like, you've been on stage many times. You've been on stage, and you looked around, and you know, man, there's some shady motherfuckers here tonight,
no kidding, right? Right,
right. And when you first started, right?
It was energy.
Right, right. You know, like, I do, my comedy, I do a lot of audience participation. I mess with the audience a lot. But before I go up, I take a look to be sure I don't mess with the wrong guy, you know?
Yeah. You have to. You nunca sabes. But you have to scan the room. Even though you act like you don't, you have to
nunca
see
what's
going on in the room before you step out on stage. What you can do and get away with.
Where did you first, when you, the first time you went up on stage, where was it at?
It was at the comic strip, two places, comic strip and Catch a Rising Star in New York. But I didn't really have an act yet, you know. All I have was just the line, check it out, and a couple of bullshit things. And then I came to the comic store in L.A. and Mitzi developed my act. I was one of the main headliners in Las Vegas at the Dunes.
So you had the radio Check It Out?
Yeah, they Check It Out, yeah. Where you starting?
I started like in 94, 95 at the, right here in Hollywood, the comedy store too.
The comedy store too, yeah. Right? Right? So you were there the same time Sam Kennison?
No.
You
were already dead, I think, right?
Yeah, it had to be.
You were already dead.
Oh.
When I was there, it was Carlo Mencia.
Carlo Mencia?
And the big comedian there was, I don't know.
Because I come from the same circle as Arsenio Hall, Dice Clay, Sam Kennison, but you came later.
Later, yeah.
Oh. Oh, now when you won the Last Comic Standing in 2010, right?
Yes.
Who was the other comedians on stage?
Losers.
Nobody.
No, it was it was Roy Woods Jr. He was number 4. He was from right now he's on a Daily Show, right?
Yeah.
And then it was Mike DeStefano.
Mike DeStefano. He died.
He used to party, man. He used to do a lot of heroin.
He died. He was from New York.
Yeah, he passed away.
Mike DeStefano was in it.
Oh. Yeah, and there was also some guy named Tommy Jonigan from Midwest, and there was Mike Kaplan from Boston.
Yeah, yours was after or before Iglesias?
After
Iglesias?
Yeah, he got disqualified for being on the phone ordering a pizza.
And Josh Blue won.
Josh Blue won. Did he win?
Did he win?
No, the other guy won.
No, Josh Blue won.
Yeah, I think Josh Blue won.
Josh Blue won, okay.
Yeah. I never understood that concept. How can somebody get loose because of being on the phone?
I think it was, that was a reality show season when it was still like people living like in a house.
In a house together.
And then when you did it, they just got rid of that and they just went straight to stand-up, right? It
was there was no reality show.
Just a little bit of biographies.
Because they don't want to give away secrets of the show to the audience.
Because if you're on your phone, you're going to spill the guts of somebody, right? I'm at the house right now. We just got in a fight. Yeah. We're saving that for tomorrow, episode 7.
When was that year that the Chinese guy won and nobody remembers?
Season him? One. First one. That fan.
Nobody remembers
him. And Ralphie May was second, I think.
Yeah. Oh, can you believe that he beats Ralphie May? I can't believe it.
Well, that fan's doing bringer shows still to this day. He's doing bringer shows to this day, that fan.
But he didn't go nowhere after that, did he?
He toured around the country still.
Did he? I think he did, right?
Yeah.
Hitting all the clubs, headlining all of them.
But can you tour with two jokes?
Apparently this one did.
Bada bing. He won because he won America's heart. When he was telling that story, that fan, you know, like, plus everybody was bullying him. That one comedian from New York, what's his name? The boy's like this. He smokes a lot of cigarettes. No, another one, a guy. Rich Voss.
Rich Voss.
So in that show, they made Rich Voss look like the bully of the show.
Really?
And the bitter guy. I mean, that's the way the show portrayed him. And they portrayed, like Ralphie May a certain way. But that fan, they portrayed him as that lonely, lovable loser hero that we're all going to fall in love with.
And it's struggling, right?
Yeah, he slept in the desk. When he told everybody that he sleeps under the desk at his job, you knew that he was going to win. You know what I mean? Because it takes more than just comedy to be famous, story, right? You know, and to win over people. Yeah.
Wow. Well, when was that the year that the gay guy named Ant-Man?
Ant.
I forgot about that.
That was the one where John Heffron was on.
John Heffron won that one.
Wasn't Todd Glass in that?
John Heffron, Todd Glass, Alonzo Bowden.
There was a girl, John Heffron, the other guy.
Ant.
The other guy was Ant.
Ant.
And then Todd Glass.
And I think Corey Holcomb was on that one. Didn't make the top five, right?
Wow.
And Pablo was on that one, right?
There's a bunch of seasons, dude.
Pablo Rodriguez?
Francisco. Oh, but he was just in the prelims. He didn't make it to the house.
One man, one desire.
You know, it's like, how, bro? You know what I mean?
So, Felipe, you didn't get a chance to spend time with the people in the house?
No, we have no house. After every show, I just went home.
Really?
Yeah.
You're in L.A., right? The Alex Theater, right? Is that where it's all shot at?
The Alex Theater. So we would tape and then go home. And then I didn't spend the night till one night. It was the night before the tape, and it was like our wedding night. Yeah.
And who was the judge?
Greg Giraldo.
Giraldo, my
and Andy Kindler and Natasha Leggero.
Wow.
And the host was Craig Robinson.
Wow.
Because that show came back, I think, 2 more years after that. And it got canceled after that.
Yeah, man. I don't think they announced a winner on television the last year.
There's one season. I think there's 2 seasons where they didn't announce the winner. I think that's when Eliza Schlesinger. I don't think they announced her, or I'm not sure. Because they kept canceling it because of the low ratings. But
how many people are listening to us right now?
Right now, I think this is not updated
300,
yet.
300, right?
Yeah, it's around
400
people.
How far can they hear us?
All over the world.
All over the world.
Australia.
Ireland.
Can they hear us in West Covina?
Yes. You have a show coming up?
No, I'm going to give a shout out to somebody.
Yeah.
Lisa, you slut.
Hey. West Covina, where the cochinas.
Shout out to
dude.
West Covina. She used to perform at the Hop.
The Hop.
So you perform, because you were in a movie Punchline.
Punchline, yes.
Yeah, man. With your lover, bro.
Damon Wayans was in that movie too.
Punchline.
Ping pong balls. That's what you said. Ding
Homeboy
dong.
Homeboy loves me, dude. Because I'm like Barry Sobel.
Who?
Barry Sobel.
Who loves me?
I can't do no more.
Rizzo.
Damon Wayans was in it too.
Yeah.
George Wallace.
Tom Hanks.
And Red Buttons.
Huh?
Red Buttons, right?
Yeah. Wow.
I love that movie, man.
Sally Field, right? She was like Field. The main one. Yeah.
She's playing like a Roseanne part.
Yeah, John Goodman, right? He was a husband.
Did that movie make you like a full-time headliner all over America, or Scarface did?
God, I don't remember. What I know is that Missy Shaw made me a headliner real quick. Because remember when she opened the Dunes Hotel in Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there almost every, like twice a month.
It was like you and Jim Carrey, right? Or before? Or Jim Carrey was before
we
you?
We came at the same time.
Yeah.
Same time, yeah.
Because I saw a photo you posted up of Mitzi Shore back in the day.
Oh, yeah?
Where? There it is right there, man. Oh, shit. They're counting the money, the millions.
Oh, yeah? That's the scene where we're counting the money, right?
Yeah.
With the FBI right there.
You guys were playing the song earlier, Push It to the Limit.
Yeah, Push It to the Limit.
Such but a good song.
We were bringing back.
Back to the Bank, yeah.
The montage, right, of the whole movie,
It's a montage with the music. Yeah. Well, watch the movie again. There's one moment where you're, because I'm small, I'm a little guy, you only see my hat walking.
That same hat right here?
Well, Brian De Palma had a sixth sense of humor, and they shot me just the hat.
Hell yeah.
Watch it again.
How long did that movie get, the movie shot for, like how many months?
7 months, 7 months.
Damn, so you got paid for 7 months?
Yeah, thank God, right?
So they give you a hotel and everything?
Yeah, yeah.
So were you, were there like, were you shooting every scene? You were, because you were next to Tony the whole time, huh?
Well, not every scene, but I was on call when they needed me, right? They'll call you, you know, you cannot do any other things, right? You're on call. Yeah, I was in it quite a lot, yeah.
We at the beach all the time?
Yeah. Oh, I tell you a funny story.
Yes.
Funny story, because, you know, funny story. We're shooting the last scene where Tony, I get shot against the door. Tony opened the fucking door, right?
Yeah.
And the extra, the Sosa, the Colombian guy saying, you know, with the Salvadorians from L.A., a lot of them Salvadorian Mexicanos. And this gang member came up to me and say, hey, Bato, listen, you got the machine gun. You don't need to knock the door. Just shoot the door. I said, I can't do that, man, because, you know, the director, right? You know, whatever.
And it's real guns, too, right?
Huh?
It's real guns?
It was an Uzi.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
but with blanks, you know, but whatever. But the guy insists so much, you go, talk to the director, man, tell him what I said. Tell him what I said. You're not going to shoot the, knock the door, you're going to shoot the. So I said, okay. So I go to Brian De Palma, the director, told him, he said, listen, tell your friend, it's my fucking movie. He wants you to shoot the door, tell him to make his own fucking movie.
I think I know who you're talking about, bro. I'm when I was time I was doing a show in Santa Barbara, and I met an extra that was in that scene, bro. And he lived in Santa Barbara, and he was like, he's your height and everything. He has he was, you know the sicarios that were shooting at Angel and Tony. He was one of the sicarios. He was, if you see in the movie. He was a shorter guy that had really long hair.
Yeah,
long hair. He talks a lot, bro.
Yeah.
He had really long hair. He's Chicano. And he's straight a hardcore Chicano. He's from Santa Barbara. He's like an artist now. Is that the guy?
Yeah, yeah. This is
he talks a lot, huh?
And this is the first time I ever seen a studio director giving an extra a name. His name was Spyro.
Yes.
Spyro.
That's what he told me. He told me they gave him a name, bro. Oh,
small world,
I worked
bro.
With that guy, and he was just an extra walking by Bruce Willis, right, in a movie with another guy. And then this fool told the other extra, I'm going to hand you a bag, like a drug dealer, put in this scene. And the extra goes, we're just supposed to be walking. Trust me, they'll like it. Wow. So every cut, every time they go to that scene, the fool take a little bag and give it to the extra, but like doing a drug deal. Like a drug deal in Grand Central Market.
Damn.
Yeah,
you're talking about this guy. I know he has Spyro, long hair.
Yeah, the guy. That's crazy.
He
had a good, when he shoot me, he shut up. That was a good shot for him because they put the camera on him.
Yeah. Wow. What a small world.
You met him.
I met him maybe like, fuck. And back in 1998. Me and Joy Medina, comedian, Kings of Comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
We went to Santa Barbara to do a show, and we ran into him. And then he was telling us all kinds of stuff about Scarface and Miami Vice. And he was saying, he goes, look at AJ Zomo, man. He turned down a movie because he didn't want to kiss that guy's feet and beg for his life. He's over there doing Miami Vice. We're doing a big production here.
Wow.
Yeah, he would keep talking like that. But anyways, that guy, he got into all the bars for free, bro.
Who, Spyro?
Spyro. He knew everybody in Santa Barbara.
He talks a lot.
He talks a lot.
Habla bastante. Habla
like,
mucho.
I just listen, bro. Habla mucho, bro. He kept drinking.
El araña.
He has long. He still has that long. Wow, because he told me they gave him
a name.
So he begged for that scene, huh?
Yeah, the name.
Because he's running, He's the guy that gets blown away in the beginning.
Yeah, but he's the one that shoot me against the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. And when Tony say hello to my little friend, he's the first guy that flies. Because he was at the door.
Yeah. I know that guy. He's like a professional. Wow. Wow.
Really? Dude.
And that's doing good, but he lives in Santa Barbara.
Wow.
That's crazy. I used to have his phone number. Because we talked about it. He was telling me that the house where, because he lives in Santa Barbara, and they use a lot of Mexicans from Santa Barbara
scene.
So he knew where the house was over there. He goes telling me that Oprah Winfrey lives over there in Montecito. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Wow, crazy, man. Dude. Wow. So, because right now I'm reading this book about comedians, the comedians, and they're talking about the 80s, you know, how in the 80s, how stand-up comedian just blew up, you know. And there was a lot of comedy shows, a lot of rooms. And we had another comedian here, Fred Stoller.
Oh, my God, yeah, Fred Stoller. He's from New York, too.
Yeah, he lives out here in L.A. now. Yeah. Good friend. He's always here. He said that, do his face.
Hey. Huh?
Yeah, he goes, hey, back in the days, if you had a car that worked, the headliner would just take you on the road.
Oh, yeah?
Is that true? If you had a good car, they'd make you a headliner in the 80s? Comedians.
Yes, it's true. Because it's true because in New York, we used to perform out of New York City, you know, Jersey somewhere, and they needed a comedian with a car. So they hired Dan Romano to Future because he had a car.
Wow.
Yeah, if you had a car, you had a job.
Bro.
Yeah. You want to hear some funny story?
Yeah.
By the way, Felipe, at the comedy store, you ever seen a ghost?
Yeah, bro. He took all my coke.
He did?
You know, I used to, when I used to hang around with Joe
Diaz. Lisa is laughing.
When I used to hang around with Joe Diaz, that's right, cocksuckers. It's not about the he's. Here's some Joe Diaz, bro.
Yeah.
Looking for coke, bro.
Yeah. Well, Joe,
stepping around tonight.
Yeah. Hey, Lisa, can I have a shot of vodka? Thanks, honey.
Yeah.
Joe Diaz pay me with Yeye, with coke. How am I getting paid tonight?
We're going to give you a little bag.
No, but Joe Diaz show is still going on?
Yeah, he's living in Jersey now, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But he's got a lot of followers, right?
A lot of followers.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
He has like around...
A million?
A million, right? A million.
Well, he's good friend with Joe Rogan, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever happened with Joe Rogan in the news, I never understood that. What did he do?
Tell him, Rodrigo.
They tried to cancel him for saying like the N-word and then like...
Because they found old videos of him saying the N-word.
But nothing happened.
Yeah?
You know?
Yeah. That's it?
Out of context.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nothing big.
Wow. Can you believe, man, can you believe that Disney World is going to cancel Will Smith from the Mickey Mouse story? Thank you, Sean. For the Mickey Mouse story, right? But they let... They're going to cancel a guy just because he slapped somebody. But they let gay people ride the Pirates of the Caribbean for free in Disney World. Watch the news.
It's like calling them groomers, right?
You know, the whole thing about don't say gay in Florida.
How did that start?
The main, it was called the governor, DeSantis. Like, I don't know what the whole thing is.
Well, the whole thing was they're trying to teach kids to say gay or what gay people are from like from kindergarten, right? And they're saying like pass the law. All right, just do it.
It's good,
after
bro.
Because
when I was a kid, I was walking home from school. I was like 7, and I saw a transgender man, and I got scared, bro. I didn't know what that was, but I wish somebody would told me in kindergarten that just a man that likes to dress up like a woman. Because bro, I thought it was like I remember like after that, I ran home from school every night.
Yeah, but what's the name of the gay group that? They have a name.
NSYNC?
Menudo.
NSYNC.
No. It's
Backstreet
gay
Boys.
Group that, four letters.
Backdoor Boys.
It's a four letters.
Instinct?
No, the gay group.
K-pop.
Oh, LGBTQ.
LGBTQ, right?
Yeah, LGBTQ. LGBT.
That represent the gay community.
Oh.
It's supposed to.
Yeah.
The Village People.
No.
The Village People, yeah, man.
LGBTQ.
That's a group?
It's the lesbian.
That's a moniker for.
Yeah,
no.
He's talking about a group, a band.
It's political, like, you know, it's just like a Black Lives Matter, a group like that, but for gay people.
Oh.
Glad?
No,
no.
I think that's a bag company.
Look at a Brazilian.
Anyway, so that group one in Florida, kids from kindergarten to third grade to be talking about sex and do you want to be a man or a woman, things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And the governor and a lot of people in Florida say no. Yeah, yeah. So, but Disney World is behind them.
Because a lot of people are pissed off that they're going to be having a more diverse cast on the Pirates of the Caribbean. They're going to contain more minorities and members of the LGBTQ.
Yeah. I don't get it. Are we talking the movie or the ride?
No, the ride. The ride at Disneyland and Disney World.
Oh, I
so thought, people are like kind of flipping out about that.
Have you guys ever been on the Pirates of the Caribbean in Disneyland though? The original one.
Yeah,
it's just pirates singing, bro.
That's pretty
and then
gay.
They show like, but they show that one, they got rid of, it started off like this. On the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, it'd be yo, ho, 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 la, la, la. Yeah, but there used to be a scene where there's a drunk pirate.
Chasing.
He's chasing after a pretty girl.
Yeah.
And then in the other one, it was a fat pirate lady chasing after a skinny pirate. And they got rid of that one because of fat shaming.
So really? Yeah, so originally, you said that, how about, because I remember that the
yo,
guy
ho,
was chasing
ho.
The girl because he was trying to have sex with her, right? Like, yeah, chasing her. And they switched it around where the girl's chasing the guy with like a, what's it called? The rolling pin like that. Like,
yeah, now when you watch it now, it's just a pirate chasing after somebody with a turkey, with food, all hungry. Yeah.
Now it's going to be a gay pirate.
So the fat chick lost her job?
Yeah.
Yeah, pobrecita.
That's fucked up, man.
And there's guys mad too. Like,
but it's weird because like when I was a little kid, I just make me laugh.
Yeah,
I didn't think nothing of it.
No, Felipe, I'm sure it happened. You ever told a joke that they might think was politically incorrect?
Oh yeah, a lot of them, bro.
Right?
I said one on Big Boy today, bro. I don't know.
There was.
I said that my brother came out of. My brother always comes out of prison worse. One time he came out a racist. One time he came out a better thief. But this time he came out the worst, bro. He came out a born-again Christian. And it took the microphone away from me.
No shit. That's funny, man.
Yeah, but that lady...
That big boy?
This lady told me, you know we have a member of the church over there.
Oh, he's God. The one that holds the tambourine.
And I almost asked that lady, is he part of the people that's paying me? Because if he's not,
wow.
Who cares, eh?
Well, I got fired... Within 5 minutes at a college, Virginia.
You say, check it out.
got a big line.
Okay.
He says, check them out.
It's like this. Comedy in a nightclub is a different state of mind than a college with politically correct people.
In the middle of the day.
Too.
Huh? In the middle of the day.
People are drinking at a bar, at a nightclub. You know?
I'm working in a town in Virginia called Lynchburg. And there's a black guy in the audience. I said, bro.
Bro, are we turning out bad?
Bro, you're going to school in a town called Lynchburg? Are you crazy? And they got offended. And they're telling me, leave. No, to leave the stage. I go,
Chaka
no,
came out to
no,
get
I,
you.
I have to do my ass so I can get paid. He said, no, your check is ready.
Yeah. Wow. That's nothing, bro. Well,
but that's what he's
saying.
Mine's like,
worse.
That's how people twist shit around to cancel your ass. Yeah. Listen, that little comment like fucked up the whole show. Are you kidding me, bro?
Anyways, Lynchburg is a Jewish town, bro.
I think Lynchburg, New York.
Yeah, Virginia.
Yeah, but I was saying that'll be the Jewish town.
I've been doing this joke forever when I name a guy from the island Muhammad. You know Muhammad?
Yeah.
And this girl go, he's an American. So anyway,
Matt Hamid.
Listen, bro. Remember All in the Family?
Yes.
That show will never be done today.
Oh, Archie Bunker.
That show will not fly today. You think?
No.
I think it's going to get so ridiculous that all that shit's going to bounce back to the other side of the pendulum.
It wouldn't fly because there's a scene where his wife gets raped. Right?
What?
Yeah, she gets raped.
Who, Ida?
Yeah. So really? She gets raped in that movie, and the rapist is a comedian. It's who the rapist, babe? Archie Bunker.
Archie Bunker.
Yeah, she got, remember Ida got raped?
I remember that episode.
Yeah, well, anyway, so that scene wouldn't fly because somebody will say, how come the rapist got to be a Puerto Rican?
Oh.
And then she never pressed charges. See, it's like a real hardcore scene.
Oh.
So somebody might say that, you know. I think the rapist in that movie was that guy that used to come out on Sanford and Son with a goat.
His name is
David Duke's a white guy.
Was it a serious? No, was it a politician? Serious
the Puerto Rican?
Was it a serious?
No, but I believe you that, you know, they I believe about that. I mean, yeah. Remember in the movie Death Wish with Charles Bronson?
Oh, the best movie ever.
When he kills a black and Hispanic in the train?
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious, bro.
How about at the end of the scene when he's all like this?
You know.
But you know what, man? I saw that Charles Bronson of Death Wish. And somebody made a funny video. He goes, Death Wish 1, Charles Bronson is killing hipsters. All the bad guys in that movie, bro, look like hipsters now.
Wow. That's hilarious. Yeah,
so you two performed in Greenwich Village or no?
Say that again?
Greenwich Village, New York.
What about it?
You performed there?
Oh, yeah. There's a few comedy clubs there. There's Comedy Cellar.
Comedy Cellar.
Which club you down in New York besides the
I thought Caroline's, West Nyack, Comic Strip, Gotham's, and that's it.
Did you do
Cellar? No, I never did the Cellar.
No, the Caroline's, you headline, of course.
Yeah, the
right?
Headlines.
And you got followers in New York as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
It was a white guy on All in the Family, by the way.
Oh, the white guy.
David Dukes. And this guy here.
You were like.
Wow!
Getting ready to couch.
I thought show was a comedy.
It's comedy, bro.
Felipe, when you did Caroline's, how long was your set?
An hour.
An hour? Not like Paul Mooney, 3 hours?
Hell no. I never done more than an hour. I get off an hour, or if I'm feeling good, an hour and a half.
Paul Mooney used to go forever, and the waiters and they get mad.
Because they're not getting paid extra, right?
Yeah. He did the comic store also here.
Yeah.
Wow.
You were in a movie Comedian with Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah. That was a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He mentioned your name and everything.
He mentioned my name, yeah.
He goes,
wow.
You know, sometimes you got to follow a guy like Angel Salazar.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Then they had a party, like a rap party. They invited me to the party, yeah.
Did you party hard?
Well, yes and no. Because those people are square, man. They're not wild like us. They're not wild like us, man, you know? Hey, how long before we end up here? It's 8:40. We still got 20 minutes?
20 minutes.
Okay. No, when you get a chance now, I want to bring my friend to talk about.
I got to do an ad in a little bit, and then we could bring them on if you want.
Yeah, because we're running a movie. It's very funny.
What's the name of the movie? First of all, let's talk about the movie.
I believe it's the first crypto bank, like cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
It's a spoof comedy about crypto money, because me personally, I don't buy it. I don't believe in it. You know, all gangsters like us, we like to see that shit cash. You know,
yeah,
no
man.
Head, you know?
This guy spends all his money on shoot bucks.
Bitcoin.
So the movie is crime or comedy?
No, we're writing it right now. We're writing it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're writing it. But you're going to do some commercial, right?
For what?
You say you're going to do?
Look, but that's at 9:00.
Oh, nine.
What's up, fool, man? What's up, everybody? I enjoy smoking cannabis. You got to enjoy smoking cannabis?
Love it.
Like never before an ice cold freeze pipe. Ooh. With the freeze pipe, man. It's like a pipe and you freeze it, bro. You put like you used bongs before, right? Water. You smoke marijuana?
No.
Why? Well, this one, man, you put it in the refrigerator and when you smoke it, it feels like you're sucking in cold air. And it's just good for the lungs. The secret is their freezable glycerin chamber that comes on every piece. Pop one of the chambers in the freezer for 1 hour, and that smoke passes through it. Cooled by the hundreds of degrees. Cough less and relax more with your new favorite glass piece from Freeze Pipe. You use it, right?
I like it. It's very...
You gave one to... What's his name?
I gave it to one of the homies.
He did liked you hit it here one time?
I hit it. Get those cool hits.
It's almost like a what's it called? Like a mint, you know? It's so good.
All right.
Marijuana is legal in California.
Marijuana is legal.
Really?
The cops will smoke it with you.
It's April, bro. So which means it's cannabis Christmas and Freeze Pipe is offering the biggest deal of the year. Going on through April 20, 420, and our insane deals on pipes, bongs, dab rigs and accessories. Shop 420 sold now at thefreezepipe.com. And if you see something you want that's not on sale, use code FOOL FOOL for 10% off. That's thefreezepipe.com and use code FOOL for 10% off. Or ShopKiller 420 sales going on right now, people, right now. Freeze pipe, man. Nothing's better, man. Nothing better than that. It just tastes so good, baby.
Happy.
So, you're a favorite of the El Paso comic strip.
Oh yes, I love.
When I started going over there, I would see your name all the time.
Yeah, your picture was is like there still.
You practically own Chico's Tacos.
Oh yeah, I love that place, man. Yeah, Chico's Tacos. Yeah, that's where
nobody has ever said that.
Dude, that's where the party happens at, like at 2 a.m.
Yeah,
you go to Jaguars or
G-Street
Prince Macabelli.
Oh, you mean strip joints?
Yeah,
I believe it was Jaguars.
Jaguars, huh?
Jaguars, yeah.
At least there's a lady, a burrito lady shows up at the end of the night.
Yeah, Jaguars. Also, Odessa, you know, we got
Odessa.
We have a
Big Mike.
Friend, Big Mike. Me and Steven Bauer Manolo, we did a comedy / Scarface Q&A, you know, me and him on the same show.
In Odessa?
Yeah.
Wow, awesome.
Right. So, Nino B from Cumbia Kings. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So that was a very hot night, successful, you know, a lot of people there. So after,
and John Freeman or Foreman.
Yeah. After the show, Big Mike get a limousine and we go to Jaguars. You know Jaguars?
Yeah.
And we had a bodyguard. And every time me or Steven Bauer Manolo went to the bathroom, the bodyguard followed us. And Nino said, I'm going to the bathroom. Nobody follow him. He go, nobody's going to go with me. You know? So, here come the best part.
Columbia Kings.
We pick up two girls, and one of them is a transvestite. And one of the bouncers was telling us in the sign, you know?
Oh, sí, da cabeza.
Right?
No.
So,
I know.
So we take the two girls to the Big Mike house, and we were talking among the guys. Yo, that's a girl, man. No, that's a dude. That's a girl, right? And Nino B go, listen, let's put it into this shit. Honey, come here. I'm going to go check it out. Go to the bathroom. Check it, right? Out. And about 20 minutes later, he come out and say, it's a dude. But 20 minutes later, how long does it take to see a pee-pee?
He had to baptize it first.
He had to check it out.
20 minutes later, dog.
I mean,
she was probably pretty, though.
2-3 seconds, you can see a pee-pee, right?
But you got to give it to that. She was pretty.
Yeah. Does he not have glasses, maybe?
Came back with a headache, huh?
You know, sometimes what happened upstage is more funnier than what happened on stage, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
Right?
Like, when I was in Odessa with Big Mike, I was just there for one night, right? I was there for 3 nights. And every night, no more than 20 people, bro. It was like 15 people.
Right.
And then Big Mike laughing by himself. And everybody laughing, the biker's wife, this crazy looking motherfucker, and this girl named I don't know, man. There was this guy that had ecstasy the whole time. He was like a biker. He looked like Hulk Hogan if Hulk Hogan decided to wrestle a drug addiction instead of a wrestling match. And his wife, I could tell that she was from the KKK. But anyways, they called me up, you know, because I thought we were gonna go eat. I thought they were going to go take me to go eat, you know? And they asked me, hey, man, you want to go to the fights? And I looked at my watch. It's like fucking mid-noon, right? What fights? Dog fights. Damn. And I said, hell no.
Wow.
They were going to a dog fight, bro.
Shit.
A dog fight?
Yeah. Then I went to Mike's farm, and there was a bunch of guns, and I took a picture with holding up the guns. And after the show, this biker, the same biker guy with the ecstasy, he bought all my shirts, bro, like all 20 of them, and he started passing them out, and he gave me the cash right there.
Wow.
Like $400, bro.
What year was this?
That was tight. And then I have a picture of everybody wearing my shirt, and everybody that wearing my shirt in that picture went to prison, dog.
Wow. Well, you know, when you went to Odessa, and myself, the drug of choice was ice, meth. That was huge.
Yes.
That was huge. And in Texas, they give you more time for that than cocaine.
You probably know that guy, Rob Jenkins.
Yeah, the guy that had a comics club called A Street.
Yeah.
That fucker owes me $700, man. Yeah.
We're going to get you. We're going to get you, motherfucker.
You work for him, for Rob Jenkins?
No, I was there one time only, but it was not for 700, it was like for 200, but he paid me.
Really? He paid you? Wow. Yeah.
And another time he booked Paul Rodriguez and Joe Diaz used to work with him back in the days. Did you ever work with, oh, man. What's the name of my agent, bro, with Barry?
Barry Katz?
No, the girl.
Oh, Anna Babbitt?
Did you ever work with Mark Babbitt? Yeah, but you ever work with a guy named Mark Babbitt back in the days, way out west?
Don't remember. No. No, what kind of comedy he did?
He was a promoter.
A promoter.
He used to take me, Gabriel Iglesias, Freddie Soto, Willie Barcena, and Joe Diaz on the road.
Oh, really?
With another guy named Joe Malash and Paul Malash.
So you worked for Barry a lot?
The first time I went there was with Joey. The first time I went there, I get a call. I'm eating hamburgers at Astro Burgers.
Bomb.
Yeah, and I'm outside eating my shake, sober, you know. No, I didn't drink or smoke weed or nothing. And then Joey Medina says, hey, bro, you want to go to El Paso? They need somebody there from Tuesday to Sunday. $270.
Wow.
God. And I said, but where do I stay? They have the comedy condo. So, man, I went to the ATM and I took out money. And I paid for a round trip ticket to El Paso on Greyhound, bro.
Dude. Wow.
And I got on a bus at midnight that night, and I rode and I took it all the way to El Paso, dude. And then when I got there, I guess I took a bus to the border of Juarez and
El Paso.
That's my last stop. And from there, I took a bus to the Greyhound station, to the condo, comedy condo. And I met a comedian from New York named Ben Creed.
Oh, yeah, Ben Creed. Both heard a guy. Yeah, Ben Creed. Yeah. Wow, yeah.
And he told me, hey, man, you mind if I have my dog here all week? And I said, I don't give a fuck. Have your dog here all week. So he had his dog all week, and he was smoking weed all week. But once I said yes to his dog, he went to the grocery store. He bought like a bunch of food, and he made dinner for me all week.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
No. What do you like better, Felipe? A condo with people or your own hotel room?
It all depends, man. Like, we're in a cool area like Hawaii, I'll take the condo, eh?
Oh, yeah?
But if we're in El Paso, I'll take the hotel, eh?
Yeah?
If we're in Tucson, I'll take the hotel, eh?
Yeah.
Because you've been to that comic strip in Tucson, right?
No, no. Texas, San Antonio.
The Comedy Cafe?
No. Dallas for Randy Butler, Hyenas.
Yeah, Hyenas.
Yeah.
I've never performed there.
Do you never perform there, no?
I've done the improv.
The improv, yeah. Hyenas is a good club. It's a good club. You should do it.
You ever done comic strip in Denver?
No, no. Hook me up, bro.
You ever done Denver?
No, no.
How about West Nyack? Florida, Miami, the original Miami Improv.
Yeah, that
one used to be at Coconut Grove.
Oh my God.
That was a good one.
That was the best.
Remember the green room, and you open the door and you're on stage.
That was a good one.
Man, people used to get fucked up. There was a club next to the comedy club, and on Sunday, it was packed.
Really?
Packed.
Yeah,
but it was a gay bar, but it was still packed. And a lot of the comedians and the staff used to go down there, bro.
For a party?
It was a lot of heterosexual, but it was mainly gay bar, but it was bumping. Like, if you wanted to go somewhere on a Sunday, that's the place to be.
That's the place.
Yeah, but the improv in Coconut Grove, that was hot.
Hot?
Hot. But then they started doing Black Knight, and it came out like 3 or 4 Black Knight, like the comedy jam for white people don't want to go there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, some people, it's just the black people, the white people in Miami back then, they were rich, bro. They were racist.
Well, Coconut Grove is that little posh-ass area with Lamborghinis and
but
shit.
But then, he's right, though. Coconut Grove took a dive, bro. Remember Gabriel Iglesias' mom was walking? She told me somebody tried to snatch her chain.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
It got ghetto, dog.
Yeah, no, it got real ghetto, bro.
Yeah, people like from, but there were a lot of people there, bro.
Well, like, the comics talk like that for a while, didn't it? Here, with the black crowd that like creeps in the blood.
No, man, that was just one incident. It was they shot a guy.
It was a hit. That's what it was. They shot a guy
at the comic store
at the patio.
Somebody got shot there.
There's a guy waiting in line to buy a ticket, and a guy walks up to him, shoots him, and walks away.
Ticket to Hell.
Yeah, man. It was a hit.
I remember one night when Paul Mooney was on stage and some Crips or Blah, whatever, they were like giving him a little hard time. And he said, Paul said, listen, you fuckers are gangsters. I'm not dealing with you. And he left the stage, which he hardly do because he does a long time. But he left the stage because they were about to start coming.
Oh, wow.
You don't remember that? When the Crips and the Bloods started coming?
No. That's probably when they started. Maybe Monday Nights was rough in 1997, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Probably when the whole like gangster rap era was like crazy.
Who did you start off with when you started up comedy by yourself? Like, who was your inspiration?
I like physical comedy, you know, animated. So I like Robert Williams. Robert Williams was very animated.
Jim Carrey. Animated.
And I also found Richard Pryor very, very clever. Like you, very clever.
You like Carrot Top?
No, because you stole my act.
What? Orange hair?
He had props too. He got props.
Props to him.
Yeah, props to him. No, but.
But I remember, dude, I seen your act. I remember dying laughing when you had the CK one.
Which one?
You were put in a white Speedo.
Oh, yeah.
And then your friend will put up the sign, and it looked like you're a supermodel.
The Calvin Klein.
Calvin Klein, yeah. The CK1.
The Calvin Klein, yeah.
That was a good one. It was Eternity.
Yeah, Calvin Klein, yeah. No, yeah. I had a great time at the comic store, you know. I have comedians that I looked up, you know, they were like, I go, wow, they're very clever, you know, like Sam Kinison.
Yeah.
Very clever, you know. Yourself, I find your comedy very clever.
Thank you.
My comedies are through greatest simple bullshit, you know, but people liked it, you know. It sells, but you know your comedy is very clever.
I like your stuff is too funny too, man. I remember you said that very insight. You said he goes you will go down Manhattan. There's the brothers. They throw you a watch. But they never show it to you.
Oh, that's
they just,
right.
They just show that this to you. Oh, you want to buy a watch?
You remember you that joke?
You know, the black people, they never show you the watch. They never show you the watch. They just show it like this. But Puerto Ricans, the man, and Dominicans, and that put down his wrist, and he had like 10 watches. Check it out.
Check it out. We're not on business. I lost my lease.
Wow. Bro, I would fucking die, bro.
That was my first joke.
I remember, bro, I would put on like, I would try to put on three, swatches going, check it out.
Yeah. And one time I'm at the Catcher Rising Star, and they put me up. They told me I was going to go on around 10 o'clock, and it was like 1 in the morning. And I haven't been up yet. So I have, you know, ready for that. I told the MC, you told me 10 o'clock. Look at the time. Look at the time. You go, where? Which one?
What's up, Food Podcast? You want to bring your homeboys?
Yeah, I want to bring my homo, but listen, I was going to do a little...
You have shows coming up? You want to promote your shows?
Yes. I have a show in a new club that just opened in Florida, in Clearwater by Tampa. It's called The Laughing Lizard. You should do it because the club owner asked me for headlining. I got that, and then another show in Jupiter, May 20. And another,
Florida.
Yeah, Jupiter, Florida. Yeah, I got a couple things going out, and but the main thing is this that I want to do right now. Yeah, anybody in the area that knows the address here, if you got some yeah, you drop by, hook me up, okay? Right. Right here. Okay, this is my friend. I'm writing the movie, The Crypto Money, right? This is Gregory.
Yes, sir. What up, world? What's going down? Angel Salazar in the house. Mad love to everyone. What's up?
What's up, Gregory, man? Good to have you, man.
Good to have you too, brother.
Hell yeah.
He was
dude.
Telling us you guys are writing a movie now about
cryptocurrency. Yeah.
Cryptocurrency.
Right, comedy about crypto.
Yeah.
This man's brilliant, genius ideas. I'm just bringing it to life, you know, but he's.
Yeah. He's, we're writing a movie about three bank robbers that rob a crypto bank. They're robbing a bank with the imaginary money that's not there.
Damn. Yeah.
But tell him about the angel movie that you want to do, though.
Oh, yeah, my little angel.
Yes.
You're in the microphone.
Yeah, yeah.
My little angel. So he's a mob boss, big time, serious guy. He's got a daughter he loves, my little angel. So he kills off all the boyfriends. She meets someone that she loves. So she doesn't want you to kill her, kill him, you know. And so meanwhile, you got a big rival mob boss that's in the mix, and the boyfriend that you're about to whack, he kind of saves the day. That's all I can give away on the plot.
Okay, can Felipe play a boss somewhere then?
If you can't get Al Pacino yet.
Maron.
I promised him Al Pacino.
What's up, fool? We have Gregory here, producer, and Angel Salazar. They're working on a movie right now.
John Statham,
about cryptocurrency and Little Angel. But the one about cryptocurrycy, man, I watched that shit.
That's funny, bro.
That reminds me of that movie, bro, the Net and shit.
Yeah. Robbing money that isn't there, dude.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
The best way somebody explained me about crypto money, we were at a restaurant here in North Carolina called Norm's.
I love Norm's.
Norm's, right? There's this Oriental girl that's familiar with crypto money. I ask her, what is Bitcoins? What is crypto money? She goes, it's money that is up in the air.
Yeah.
In the stratosphere.
Yeah. But listen, bro.
In the cloud.
You know, Latinos, right? Your parents, grandparents, right? We don't want imaginary money. We want money in our hands, right?
En efectivo.
Billetes.
Billetes, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, la condina.
Abajo, yeah. La condina, dude.
And somebody said that whoever invented that crypto money, they don't know who he is.
They don't go to strip clubs, dude.
Yeah. El Salvador is all crypto money.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of strip club, like you used the Martin, right, Martin?
Martin, sí.
In New York, they have a thing called Let It Rain, Make It Rain.
Yeah, Make
where
It Rain.
Throw money in the air.
Yeah.
And the stripper walks around with a big garbage bag collecting the money. Yeah,
como, like the collection plate at church.
Yeah, but they do that Make It Rain here too, or no?
Yeah, they make it rain here, but not me, man. I make it partly cloudy with chances of showers.
Every time I see a few grants going up there and there, I go, shit, that's my rent.
What's up, fool? Shout out to George Perez. I saw that for the comedy store,
Mexican,
bro.
That
fool wearing a tie, bro. I thought he was interviewing there, bro.
He was going to court. 50th. He was going to court after.
I don't want to get too much shine.
All right, man. All right. Grab another drink, whatever you need, bro.
Yeah.
All right. Pleasure, brother.
That fool with a fat little blunt for later. That's right.
Hell yeah, dude.
A little what?
A little blunt for later. So you met our friend George Perez, El Chivo. He had the podcast too. Good guy.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I did a scene for a movie about 6 months ago. One of the kids named Homicide. Homicide is doing. It's called Higher Power. And I did a scene with Chivo. Yes, great guy. He was in a Blood In, Blood Out.
Oh, wow, that guy.
Yeah.
Have you ever... You were, damn, bro. You had a small role also in Boulevard Nights, huh?
Oh, yeah, it was part of
that. Bro, Boulevard Nights.
Movie, dude. That's the first one, bro. Yeah.
You were a cholo with another comedian that used to be Paul Rodriguez's best friend, bro. He passed away.
Who, Jesse Aragon?
Jesse Gome, yeah.
Yeah. Now,
he had a motorcycle accident, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, Paul Rodriguez's best friend, he said.
Right. Danny De La Paz was the leading in Boulevard Nights. And I was with the other gang.
You were the other 11th Street.
11th Street gang, yeah. That was probably was my first movie.
What was that like? That movie was where Danny De La Paz's girlfriend lives. That's my neighborhood.
Whittier Boulevard?
No, the projects.
Pico?
Where the wedding was in the wedding where Chuco's brother got married?
Yeah.
Where, that church? That's my neighborhood.
Oh, what neighborhood is that?
The Lower Mission. That's like Primera Flats, Cuatro Flats. TMC, First Street Crip, but that's on Aliso Village.
But it's not Whittier.
No, it's Boyle Heights.
Cerca's a Whittier, but
no. We did a couple scenes in Boyle Heights.
Yeah, well, that's the wedding scene is where I grew up. Wow. That's my neighborhood.
Wow. We did
some of those extras were from the hood. I know, I recognize
them. Yeah, we did a scene in Whittier Boulevard with all the lowriders.
That was a badass scene, man. Yeah. All those fucking hot-ass cholas, bro.
They're all old now.
Yeah, man. But there were a lot of beautiful ladies.
Vintage, bro.
I also did at the same time. That was a time there were gang movies were coming out.
Yeah,
like New York, The Warriors,
Boulevard Nights, Boulevard and then that Night. One, Colors. That one with that one dude, bro. He was a Native American
Duke
or something.
Are you talking about Walk Proud?
Walk Proud, you and that?
Yeah, with Robbie Benson.
Yeah,
you were in Walk Proud.
Yeah,
fuck.
And Robbie Benson is a white kid with blue eyes, right?
Yeah, and he passed in it too.
And he played Pepe Serna was in it.
Yeah.
He plays a Chicano gang member, and when it was done, Universal Studio wanted to try with a Mexican audience. And they tried it with the Mexican audience. And when he said, "Why don't you like me?" It's because I'm Chicano. The audience started laughing.
It was a comedy.
So they never released it. It went straight to video.
How are come? You serious?
Yeah.
How come you never go to Comic Con? Because I see people that are even as famous as you getting paid, right?
You would kill it in Comic Con.
Oh, I did. I have.
Yeah. Right now, Dan De La Paz and Little Puppet are doing it. But man, you're the man.
Yeah, I haven't done it in the West Coast, but I want to
pay.
Coast,
if I'm not a comedian, I would pay money for a photo with you.
I think in the West Coast, you would have more. It'll be more.
Oh my God!
Really? Just because it's not you're over there in the East Coast, that's one thing. But if over here,
but who's in charge? Who's in charge of that?
We'll find out for you.
Oh yeah, bro. Here you destroy every lowrider.
You have to be an agent just for that for you right there. Wow. You'll fucking kill it.
All you
bro.
Gotta do is and get do a show what? At night.
Yeah. Then maybe De La Paz homeboy will come up, bro.
Yeah.
Maybe because Damien Chapa.
Damien
he
Chapa.
Does those two now.
He's starting to do them now.
All you gotta do is get banners of
I'm telling you, bro, we're gonna do our blood in, blood out.
And she was gonna hook me up too because he spoke about that. And she would have done a few.
Yeah, you just need a banner in the back. Banners? Wow.
A banner of all your movies you're in like that, and that's it, dude.
Well, you know, everybody knows Chichi get the yayo.
Right? Yeah, there you go. You right? Just that right there alone will kill it. Yeah. Fools love
Scarface.
You were
in music videos too, right?
I done a few. I was with a Big Punisher. Yeah. I'm not a player. I just crush a lot.
Hell yeah. All right,
I was in that, yeah.
Were you in Breaking movie 1 and 2?
What's it called?
The movie Breaking. Or
the breakdance movie. They shot in Boyle Heights.
No.
When you moved to L.A., were you trying to find the Latinos or were you trying to find Cubans or were you trying to find did you know where the Chicanos were at or Latinos when you first moved out here?
When I lived in L.A.,
you're confusing people.
I know.
When I lived in L.A., most of my friends were Mexicanos.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Where did you live in L.A.?
I lived in Silver Lake.
Oh, okay.
And Glendale. Yeah.
There's handfuls of Cubans in Glendale and Silver Lake.
You told me one time that you left LA right after Sam Kinison died because you didn't want to die.
Yes and no. Listen, check this out.
Check it out.
There was Sam Kinison, we were close friends. And you know how friendship can be ruined over a woman? Yeah. Like Jack Nicholson in the movie as a Joker in Batman. Over a woman. Lisa, are you hearing this, Lisa? So me and Sam had a beef over a girl. There was a Japanese comedian that I banged. At the same time, she was banging a lot of comedians.
Hoshimoto. I know who she is. She's dressed like a Japanese.
Yeah. I think you know who she is.
She was on Johnny Carson.
She was in Johnny Carson?
I think so.
No, she banged Johnny Carson.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, so Sam, as a revenge, went after my girl, the Malika, from Las Vegas. She was staying with me. And of course, you know, sometimes girls go for who's in top, who's successful at the time. She, you know, went with Sam, which is fine. But then Sam started trying to block me from getting jobs, you know, whatever. And that's how I didn't want to deal with the bullshit, so I moved back to New York. But later on, the owner of Rascal told me, Angel, listen, don't take it personal. Sam act was pure on anger. He need to be pissed off at somebody. And that makes sense. Because Sam was a great guy. I loved him, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
What's up, Full Joe? Right? Did you know Freddie Prinze?
No, but I'm at a club in New York, my picture is next to him. He was the first Latino stand-up, right?
Yeah. No?
Era como, he was like the
Capolina.
One
the first one to get huge,
and,
no?
And like host of Tonight American. Show.
Yeah, first one to get huge.
Who'd you have? Liz Torres in New York before her, before him. Liz Torres, right? In New York?
I don't know. I'm talking about stand-up comedian.
Yeah. First.
Right?
Wasn't even Danny Mora before him?
Nah, man. He didn't make it.
Danny Mora was in Chicken the Man with him. But I think Freddie Prinze was the
first first bona fide star.
Yeah. You know, I heard that if Johnny Carson likes you, he waits for you to sit, right?
Couch.
And he sat, Freddie Prinze.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was funny.
Yeah, he was funny.
I seen his stand-up.
Yeah, very funny jokes. One of my favorite jokes that he did was about his mom who had a Spanish accent, and something about Beautiful Colombo, and she keep calling him Colombo instead of Peter Falk. And he go, Mom, his name is Peter Falk. And go, Hassan, with my accent, you know how I sound saying Peter Falk?
Peter Falk, what's up? We have shows coming up? Comedy shows you want to promote?
That I got promote?
Oh, your Instagram?
Yes. Get my Instagram because I post all my shows. Angel Salazar Chichi. Angel Salazar Chichi on Instagram.
You're performing Marco Island?
Yes.
Captain Brian.
Yeah,
good place.
Yeah.
Remember, bro, Fort Myers?
Good food.
Did you stay in the $1 million mansion in the house?
No, we didn't stay on that one. You stayed in there?
$1,000 hotel.
So you guys probably came much later because I stay at the mansion.
Were you on that show on Que Pasa USA?
No, that was Stephen Bauer, Manolo, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Manolo, yeah.
That was crazy that you and Stephen, yeah, man, because him and Stephen Bauer do a mean meet and greet, huh, Scarface?
Oh, dude, that'll be a badass show, bro. Yeah. Out here in the West Coast over.
That will kill if we do it here?
Oh my God, hell yeah.
All the other movies
you've
done?
That's all you need, bro. Well,
dude, I will be there,
Boulevard
shit.
Boulevard Nights, dude. That's already half the cast already.
Boulevard Nights, Stephen Bauer, shit.
Let's hook it up, man.
Vamos. You'll make
about Comic-Con.
You'll make like $100K one day for sure, dude.
Because the Big Mike from Odessa, he flew out Stephen Bauer and him just to kick it and hang out.
Yeah. You do a stage show.
I tell you another
$10 a photo with people.
Yeah, $10 a photo.
$20 a photo.
Who do I need to sleep with to make this happen?
You gotta sleep with Citric. Don Citric.
Yeah. Okay, I tell you another funny story, real life story.
Go for it.
I'm working at the Tropicana for Harry Basil, the Laugh Factory. And my name is on the marquee, right? The Tropicana marquee. And one night, I go gambling a few casinos down the road, and I got so wasted, so drunk, I could not make it back to the hotel. So I'm sleeping with the homeless in the street. I'm sleeping with
like a peasant.
They make room in your box.
I'm sleeping, I cannot make it to the hotel. And so one guy that recognized me go, Chichi, you doing a show at the Tropicana and those cheap buses didn't give you a room? True story, man. True story.
What's up, Food Podcast? I'm going to be April 14th through the 16th, Oklahoma City. That's this week. April 22nd, Petaluma. April 23rd, Santa Cruz. April 29th, Los Angeles, California. We added a second show. Check it out. May 5th through the 7th, Kansas City, Missouri. May 21st, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Get tickets at FelipeWorld.com. Thank you, everybody, who showed up to Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah, man.
Tacoma, baby! You do good there, too, bro. Washington, Tacoma, Yakima. A lot of raza over there, bro.
A lot of raza.
All the food loves Scarface, too, huh, bro?
Dude.
Wow, but your upcoming events?
Oh.
All this? You know that she's coming? I need your agent, bro.
Yeah, but my agent came up to you at the party.
Which one was?
He was a white man with a blonde hair.
Yeah?
He was buzzed. He was kind of drunk. He came up to you. He goes, hey, remember me?
That's your agent?
He looked like Trump. He looked like Donald Trump. He came up to you at the party. I called him to meet you. I said, hey, Angel Stalinson here. Where? I want to meet him. And he came up to you. He's like an agent from ICM. He shook his hand.
Dude, can you set up a meeting?
You met him at the comedy store.
Make comedy great again.
Yeah, but I need a new meeting in the daytime.
With candles and drinks and hors d'oeuvres. Yeah.
What's up, fool? Hey, dude, as soon as Angel got there to the comedy store, there were a lot of people holding his Scarface stuff. He started signing that shit outside.
Yeah, right.
There you go. That was a little Comic-Con right there.
That's a free one, bro.
Yeah, that's a complimentary one.
Those people that were outside getting your autograph,
they knew you were going to be there.
Those people right there, they know they can get a free photo and a free autograph, but those people are charged $10 a photo right now.
Shit. Some charge 20.
When you take one photo, you don't take two of them, huh?
Yeah, that's it, bro.
Right. He played a joke on me, you know, to get my attention. He go, Big Mike from Odessa, say hello.
Yeah.
He went to prison. He just got out.
We got it on video.
Yeah, Big Mike.
What's up, Fuso? So you ever work with Willie Barcena?
No.
Joey Medina, Alex Raimundo?
No, I work with Pablo Francisco, Joey Diaz.
That's right, cocksucker.
Yeah, and Pablo Francisco was opening for me. He was very strong. I talked about Reed. Listen, don't ever have the fucker open for me again.
This is Pablo, bro. Huh? In the city, one must fight to survive.
Chi-Chi, where's the yayo? Over here, man.
He does like... He does
a big old straw.
Did you party with him?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He does a what?
Did you party with Pablo Francisco?
Yeah.
That must have been some fucking party,
yeah,
bro.
I party with Pablo. I party with Joey Diaz until we ran out of yayo and he was sniffing glue or ink from a pen, whatever.
That's how I write, cocksuckers.
Yeah. What's up, fool? Rodrigo, you doing your podcast?
Yeah, man. Yeah. And we have our...
Spot by the Bell.
You have a podcast?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah, man.
When?
It's out there in the it's up there like crypt or it's in the crowd.
What days are you doing it?
I do it I do it on a Wednesday, but I release it on a Thursday or really? A Tuesday. Yeah, yeah. Oh. And then
what's
we do one
up,
in Spanish
people?
With this fool.
I'm gonna be doing a podcast with his friend
George Perez on Monday night.
GPS.
The name of his show is called No Sleep.
Yeah, No Sleep to Brooklyn. It's called the George Perez Stories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
He goes after George told him after the podcast you're gonna be up for a week.
Oh, wow, my kind of tone.
What's nice up, fool? Thank you very much, Angel Salazar. Would you like to have a drink to go? Anything you want? A sweatshirt? What do you need?
Yeah, let me have a sweatshirt or something. Say, what's up, fool?
Yes, you got it.
Yeah.
¿Qué pasa, pendejo?
Yeah, I did.
¿Qué pasó, pendejo?
¿Qué pasó, pendejo?
¿Qué pasó, fool? Thank you, fool.
We done it.